Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to...
Just doing some throat clearing exercises, were you?
Don't start. Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. Like, what do you do if Hotel Inspector Nancy Pelosi says you've got no style or no taste? And how do you deal with losing all £300 on Bargain Hunt?
The two everyday problems.
You need to start working more if this
He's
is...
He's watched a lot of TV.
I know, it's been Bargain Hunt in ages. And what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not usual agony ants. Oh, we're William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert.
No, we're not, Jordan North, TV, radio presenter, dancer. I'm more Oxford Dictionary, you're more Urban Dictionary.
Oh, very good.
I like it. Thank you to
nice.
Lily Ann Bennett for sending that one in.
Okay.
Should we have a drink?
Yes, let's have a drink.
We're discussing your moves. I think we probably do need a bit of a drink.
Okay.
Gin and Debonair, as ever. Using up the old Debonair. Hopefully that'll be gone after this. I don't like the old design now. Gone off it.
Not.
It looks really weird looking at that design now.
Oh, you've had a good week.
Been on holiday.
Oof, right, yeah.
Thank you. Oh, gosh, that was a lot. All right, who are we toasting?
Who should we toast to? Should we toast to... Burnley, the Clarets were going up.
Yes, they've gone up, haven't they? Now tell me what that means.
They've gone to the Premier League.
They've gone to the...
I thought we'd struggle this
season.
Is that
the top?
Yeah, yes. We've been promoted.
Okay, so because you were in the...
Premiership, and now we're in the Championship at the moment, but next season we'll be in the Premiership.
So
Premier League. Did I say Premiership? I can't believe I said that.
League One.
No, you don't say Premiership, you say Premier League.
Premier League.
Did I say Premiership? Oh,
I
God.
Think you did.
That's so awkward.
And weren't, can I just say, when we started this podcast, they were in that top zone thing, yes?
They were in the Prem, yeah. They
yeah, were and then they got relegated.
What year did we start? 2018? Yeah. Oh, I think we got promoted the first season. Anyway, unlike Stoke City, who went down, went down and come back up, but I did think we'd be a bit of a Stoke and Swan. I thought we'd struggle.
Anyway, Stoke City is who producer Ben
To
supports.
Vincent Company and the Clarets.
All to them.
Cheers. Up the Clarets. Say it.
Up the Clarets.
Yeah.
UTC for life.
As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss, or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead paper. The address is on the website sexandmyboss.com.
Can I talk to you about your top?
Yeah, I like your jumper.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to talk to you about your top. I didn't say
Why?
I liked it.
Oh.
No, it is nice. It suits you.
What?
Your
suit. I mean, I couldn't pull that off.
No.
And you couldn't.
I couldn't pull that off.
Can I tell you about this jumper?
Should we just describe the tops for those?
What?
We're not swapping. No, not swapping. Jordan's in a black crew neck sweater with a little A sort of heart design over his left tit. That's there. And then I am in...
A blue V-neck...
Sweater. Jersey.
Yeah.
With a bit of a white detail.
Can I tell... Right. This jumper... So basically... Newt won't take me long. On Saturday Night Takeaway, in one of the rehearsals a couple of weeks ago, I said to Ant, oh, I really like your jumper. And he went, oh, thanks. And I said, oh, it's really smart. Where'd you get it from? And I can't remember. He said, he doesn't know. And then on the last show in the UK, they got me this jumper and sent me a little card.
Oh.
And Andek.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet, isn't it? And that says all you need to know about them.
So that has an A and a heart. Does that A stand for Ant?
No, it's the brand. Yeah, I've got another one with a D and a heart, yeah. Which I probably would wear, to be fair.
To be fair, I'd wear one that says D with a little heart.
Yeah. But do you not think that's really sweet?
Yes.
Oh, I got in my dressing room and they'd got me a little, they bought it for me.
That's lovely.
And a little card.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. It looks very nice. I couldn't wear black because it would wash me out.
No, you'd said that before. Everyone suits black.
No. No, they don't.
Do
not? No, all our fair listeners listening to this will be screaming.
Mm. Where's your jumper from? Who got you that?
This is from Benetton. The United Colours of Benetton.
Okay.
Yes, bit of a throwback.
It suits you.
It's nice. Thank you very much. I like it.
Anyway, tell me about Singapore. You've been away for your dad's...
Well, for my dad's birthday, and I have to
you
apologise.
You never say dad.
Well, no, actually, there we go. That's rubbing off.
That's 70th, wasn't it?
Well, it was booked for March 2020.
Oh, God.
We obviously all know what happened then, so we didn't go. So it's several years delayed, but we finally...
Several? It's three?
Yeah. Well, many. Well, several is two plus.
Oh, I thought it was seven
no,
more.
No, you have a couple, and then several is like three onwards.
No, that's a few. Several. What? I always thought... Are you joking? I always thought several was like seven or more.
No.
Or near 7 years, several years.
No, I think the fact, I mean, I know it's got the first few letters, but I don't think it's got any correlation
to
seven.
I just thought it was like nearly seven or over 7 years. Anyway, carry on.
Okay. Well, we finally ended up going, both my parents, my brother, Mikey and me. It was lovely. I have to apologise to my father because we turn up at the second hotel and I had written to both the hotels we were staying in advance to say, look, we're coming for my father's birthday. If there's anything you can do for him, you know, lovely, blah, blah. See if they'd upgrade his room or put a bottle of champagne in the room, etc. This hotel, lovely hotel, put a little cake in the room. Perfect. And sort of did, you know, happy birthday, Brian, on the plate and had put happy 73rd birthday, Brian. So my father said, you know, oh, this is so nice. And then he starts getting crusty. Goes, oh, they've got my wrong age. They've got, and I'm thought, you know, oh, you know. Hilarious, you know, they should have put 63. He's 72. I had emailed the hotel saying he was 73. In fact, I've told all my friends recently that my father's just turned 73. He's 72.
Oh, okay.
But as I said to my father, I don't think he appreciated this. I said, the good news is I've got a whole other year with you I didn't know I had.
Oh, yeah. That's sweet.
That's nice.
How old was your dad when he had you then?
In his 30s. I think he was my age now, actually.
My mum had four kids by she was 29. She had four of us, 29.
Wow.
She had Ryan at 19.
Yes.
I think she had me at 21. Yeah.
That's nice. Anyway, so no, we had a nice time. Singapore. You haven't been to Singapore, have you?
Believe it or not, no.
No. It's amazing.
Is it?
It is amazing. I would move there in an instant if it weren't so far away and there'd no work for me. And you're here. But other than that, lovely. Brilliant city. Everything is efficient. Everything is immaculately clean. Mm. It works. People are very courteous.
Aww.
The food is amazing. You can eat anything you want. They've got some lovely signs on public transport to help with the courtesy. They've got little characters sort of on these sort of graphics. So stand up, Stacey. That's encouraging people to give up your seat. I mean, we have the priority seats on public transport, but they've got little slogans that rhyme. That say things like, so Stand Up Stacey has a little thing coming out of her saying, give up your seat, that'll be sweet.
What,
that's nice.
Is it a sign?
This little caricature. Oh, okay. Then there's another one. I can't remember what he's called, but it says, bag on the floor, there's room for more. It's nice. And then my favourite one, which is on all platforms, if you molest, we will arrest. Just randomly. Make a nice slogan out of it, everyone.
If you molest, we will arrest.
I've got photographs. It's just all these nice little slogans and then that one.
Should we talk about how your father's a bit of a cross-dresser now? Because you sent me the funniest picture.
My father's gone trans.
Tell everyone what happened.
So we're out in Singapore having a lovely time.
He gets
halfway through the day. We stop for coffee, and my father comes back in from the loo and sort of slightly laughing, and he says, Sarah, I've been wearing your shorts all afternoon, all day. These navy shorts, and actually once he sat down, they were riding up a little high. And he thought, oh, I did I didn't think they were buttoning up weirdly, because Slater's shorts and trousers button up.
I can't do them because I'm right. And I used to wear my mum's skinny jeans and I can't do them, yeah.
So, yes, and anyway, and then to make sort of matters worse, sort of later on in the day, we get back to the hotel and before, you know, just a rest before dinner. It's about 4 hours after that incident, we go into my parents' room to drop something off, and my father's still wearing them. He hasn't even taken them off.
Oh, why not? If they're comfy.
No, they fitted, so it's fine.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Yes. Yeah. So it's fine. We're very supportive, all-inclusive. We support him in whatever he wants to do. Cutting to Langkawi, which was sort of a little desert island. As I said in Friday's weekend release, it's like the Isle of Man to Malaysia. And obviously it's very hot, so air conditioning was working, but there's a nice fan in the middle of the room. Mm-hmm. And we go to bed on the first night, and I said to Mike, he said, should we have it on like speed 2?
Are you allowed to share a room with a man over there?
I think in the Western Brand hotels they mind. No. But I mean, technically, no.
Oh,
but,
really?
Oh, we were very illegal.
No.
Yeah, we did some very illegal things.
In this day and age, that's really sad.
It is sad. Anyway, Mike said, no, we have to have the fan off. And I said, why would we turn the fan off? He said, it could fall down from the ceiling and it could amputate me.
Right, I'm really worried about him. Like, I'm Berlin.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm really worried about him at the moment.
I said, darling, I don't think it's going to fall down. He said, there could be an earthquake. I said, if there is an earthquake, we have bigger things to worry about than a fan that is halfway across the room, somehow coming down at such a speed on speed 2, which is, it's not like at speed 6.
Did you have an aircon?
We did. I just wanted the fan to help circulate the air.
And then the noise is quite soothing, isn't it?
It was very quiet. You'd hardly have heard it. But the fact he thinks it's going to come down and somehow find its way over to the bed and slice off his legs.
How does he work? How's his mind work?
Bizarre.
So anyway, I just don't like him, Jordan. I thought he's going to bloody chop my head off, and he had work next week and got a big shift coming up, and I just, being a bricklayer and all, you need to be intact.
But other than that, we had a very nice holiday, and it was very nice to get back to the Asia Pacific region because, as you know, I used to be very big in the Asia Pacific region.
You were very big out there,
and I haven't visited for a while, so it was nice to go back. How were your travels?
Oh, it was great. I went to Florida. I was working.
You were technically working.
I managed to get on some of the rides.
Did
now,
you?
Years ago, I used to be scared of the rides. But now I'm just like, so I went on pretty, oh, there's a new one. If you go to Florida, it's absolutely fantastic. It's called the Hagrid Ride. Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, it's been there for about 2 years, but yeah.
All right.
Sorry. I just thought, don't come at me with theme parks.
And I went to, what's the Harry Potter bit called? Well,
it's all, the Wizarding World.
Yeah, the Wizarding World, and it's still magical.
It's very good.
I went 12 years. It's fantastic. Yeah, I've said this before, but you forget how big the portions are out there.
Yes.
I got some calamari and some chips and dip to start. It was like big oval plates. And then I ate it. And then I had a sushi burger. Oh, Christ.
A
sushi burger. It was
How does
fantastic.
That work?
It's just a. It's like a. It's weird. It was like a burger, but sushi. I can't explain it. Also, every morning as well, I had had a massive bagel.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, I had.
It's a lot of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
In this diet.
I had a bagel. Then someone told me to try what they call biscuits and gravy.
Oh no!
It's just dumplings, isn't it? And gravy.
It's like a dumpling cum scone.
Had breakfast one day next to Nicole Scherzinger.
Did you?
Mm, yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. Got chatting to a boyfriend, husband, partner. He went to gym.
Tom. Tom with an H.
He went to gym one day. So yeah, it was good. Really good. I had a fantastic time out there.
Nice. How many nights were you away?
You just want to get to the singing and dancing.
I'm building up to the singing and dancing.
I was there for 6 nights.
Right.
Yeah.
And you flew from Heathrow.
The service out there is good. I mean, 18% tip though. Every time you get a drink, 18%.
Yeah.
It sends Brits wild, doesn't it?
Can I just say can I say one thing to you? In fact, I'm going to Heathrow after this for a quick trip to Scotland for something. And I'm very much hoping when I get to Terminal 5, there's someone in a lovely BA uniform that comes up to me and says, "Winners check-in this way!" You look lovely in that BA uniform.
Thank you.
Yes.
That was about 7 o'clock in the morning, that.
Obviously, standards clearly have slipped at British Airways
if
they'll let you be a member of flight
crew. No, they were
crew.
Super on it. There was someone, a representative from BA, to check that I had everything in place and everything, so... And they wanted me to hide these, my wrist, what are they, bracelets?
Yeah, your rosary beads.
They're not rosary beads, but yeah.
You did look very nice.
Speaking of which, yeah. On the way back, we had some really bad turbulence. And I don't want to scare anyone who's also scared of flying like me. It was fine, but it was really bad. And people that are regular flyers said that was pretty bad turbulence, to the point where they had to ask the cabin crew to take the seats as well.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
And I wasn't drinking.
But you were afterwards.
Ali, the lovely cabin crew member, came up to me and she gave me a little hug because she could tell I was scared. She said, can I get anything? I went, I'll have a little scotch. So I had a couple of scotches.
So Nicola Sturgeon came over.
And then, what?
Don't worry.
And then, I don't get you sometimes. And then the turbulence stopped. I was getting my head down. Have you ever been, some horrible farts?
What?
Some horrible trumps. Like, first, I was very...
Ivanka and Jared.
I That wasn't funny. Right. I was very you. So first I thought, I'll let it slide because it's, you know, the odd one slips out. We've all been there, Monaco and that. And then after two or three, really bad for about half hour, I just stuck my head up and just went, tutted. I tutted a fart. I went, yeah.
Wow. Bless you. Well, maybe it was probably just all that carbohydrates that you'd
right,
eaten in.
Come on, get to it. I know what you're going to get to.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Jordan North, if radio or TV or podcasting fails him, we're going to go and see Jordan's West End opening, and we're going to see you on stage doing a song and dance number. And shall we have a look at some of the clips or hear the clips?
Can I just explain? Mm. So, in the final of Saturday Night Takeaway, it was... filmed live in Florida.
Yes, for those that didn't watch it.
With all the people who got a place on the plane. And it was, I had to sing and dance at the start and at the end of the show. Now, purposely, the production team didn't tell me until 2 days out there what I was doing. And I thought they were being a bit coy because I was like, I've been given a schedule, but I don't really know what I'm doing in the show. I've not really been told. And the reason they didn't tell me is because they knew I'd be nervous and overthinking it. As soon as I had to go to rehearsals one day and it was dance rehearsals and I genuinely didn't know until I got there because they all know what I'm like. I overthink and flap. Mm. Couldn't sleep the night before and I had to do a dance at the start of the show to na, 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 na. And at the end I had to... And I was so nervous about this.
For anyone that's ever been to one of our live shows, particularly in the last two, when we've ended with a song and dance number, you know, Jordan and I, we're not dancing on stage, really. We're just sort of moving to... Well, I'm moving to a beat.
I can't.
Jordan is there.
Now...
You can't clap. It's all out of sync.
I don't want to self-diagnose here, but my mum and brother have dyspraxia. And I'm pretty sure I've got it.
I just think you're just tone deaf.
That as well, but I'm pretty sure. In fact, a few people have messaged me saying, I think you've got dyspraxia, but that's why I just can't dance.
Yeah. Right.
So, that's just, right, what
should
we do?
Have a, let's have a
Are
listen.
Are they coming up on here?
They're going to come up on our screens.
Oh, God, I'm not. Oh, no. So, this is, I've not seen it yet. This is the first time I've seen it. They're great, they're singing live. Oh, they're so good, aren't they?
Very good.
Oh, no. How great are they?
Here we go.
Oh no.
Wow, let's go, Jordan!
Here we go.
Back to you, boys!
Is that bad? Is it bad?
Well, that bit, you're kind of, you know, you're gyrating in some form, and your shirt, I mean, to be honest, we couldn't see past the shirt. Let's just talk about your hot pink shirt. It's lovely.
Okay.
Did you have a nice time, though?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I did. I proper went for it.
You did.
I've not seen...
And now we'll look at the ending.
Oh,
Jordan's big ending.
Back to you, boys.
Piss off. I do the impressions, all right.
So do you want to describe what's going on? There's a big marching band.
Yeah, Anton Deck are leading a marching band.
Oh, God.
Building up.
Everyone was great, but for me, genuinely.
Ant's now got cymbals.
Who's that?
It's Donald Trump.
I thought this was great, like.
Now some Dr. Seuss characters.
What? Oh, no, I can't work. Here we go. That was me singing.
There'll be music everywhere!
Wait, you missed my dancing! Oh. Hello, wait. I don't think that was too bad, actually.
No, it wasn't at all.
I mean, in between Fleur and...
Nicole Scherzinger.
Scherzinger, yeah. No, I had to do... This is, I can remember the dance now. It was... 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Pivot, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You did very well.
There you go.
Well done.
Thank
Another
you.
String to your bow.
There'll be music! Sweet music! There'll be music everywhere!
If your drama teacher that cast you in Oklahoma with, gee, mama, I'm so hungry I could eat a gatepost.
No, you got that totally wrong.
I'm so sorry.
It was, gee, Annie, I'm so hungry I could eat a...
Gatepost.
Gatepost.
So I got one word wrong.
Yeah.
No, it was very good. Well done.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
And you flew back from Florida straight into us just tweaking a bit of the book.
Yeah.
Into some revisions.
Oh,
and you were, I'll be honest, you were committed, so thank you. And you gave us... Great attention.
Did I?
Yes.
I was at 3 hours sleep. And
yeah,
was
exactly. To say that you were jet lagged, 3 hours sleep, you've got borderline ADHD anyway. You gave us very, very good attention, so thank you.
Okay.
My favourite bit, you, me and Stuart were there just sort of tweaking. It's just, we're sort of reading it and it's gone silent. And you just, and we're not, there's nothing in the manuscript, anything related to this. And you just go, who are Armitage Shanks? Just right.
It was. When I'm knackered, like, and you know how my mind works anyway. Mm. And yeah, like you said, a lot of people do message me saying they think I've got ADHD. So when I'm tired and jet lagged, I'd been for a wee. And every time you go...
We're always pissing on Armitage Shanks,
who
then
are
said.
Armitage Shanks? If you ever go in a public toilet, or even if you've got, like, you move into an house, most of the toilets or bath or sinks are made by Armitage Shanks.
They're just a bathroom company.
Who are they? I've never... It's just for years, I've always had Armitage Shanks in my life, but that's how my mind works. We're meant to be editing up this book that we're writing.
Yeah.
Which is available...
In November.
In November, but you can pre-order now online.
And also on audiobook.
An audiobook. And I'm meant to be, like, editing it, and that just came into my mind.
Maybe we could dedicate
Let
the book
Google.
To Armitage Shanks.
I'm going to Google Armitage...
Why don't you, after this, we've recorded this, we could go into the loo and I could give you an Armitage Shank.
Armitage Shank. Oh, Armitage Shanks. Yeah, they're a toilet company. Victoria Plumbing. No, that's a different one. Armitage
Boss,
Shanks.
Boss, you're... No,
is a British manufacturer of bathroom fixtures and plumbing, now part of the group Ideal Style. In 2004, Armitage Shanks had 8 factories in London, yeah.
Well, there we go, Armitage Shanks, you've got some free advertising.
There you go, if you want to send us a free... Yeah, look!
I don't need a free loo.
Look, that's an Armitage Shank urinal.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah.
It's like a little handwriting font.
Also, toilets in America. Have you ever had a... You have to use golf number 2. There's no privacy, is there?
Really?
They're like well high up the stalls.
High up the stalls?
Like you can see, they're like...
Oh, I see the doors.
The stalls and the doors.
Yeah.
Like usually there might be a little gap in Britain. They're like up to here in America.
Mm. Yeah, well, a bunch of perverts.
Anyway.
Well, I hope the jet lag's wearing off now.
Thank you.
Is it an hour for every... No, a day. It takes you a day to get over every hour time difference.
I am still... I fell asleep at 7:30 last night. I fell asleep before Emmerdale finished last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emmerdale starts at 7 or 7:30?
7. I was asleep for about 7:20. Yeah. I just come home and had some soup. Went to bed. I'm going through...
You're going through your direct messages on Instagram?
Yeah. Because someone sent me a joke. Anyway, go on.
Oh, I see. Well, well done. Marvellous, and I hope the jet lag wears off. Should we go to Jordan's jolly joke of the week?
Yep.
Here's the jingle.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's jolly joke of the week. Cha-cha-cha.
This one is from Emma Jantz on Instagram. Thank you, Emma. She said, my wife asked me today if I've seen the dog bowl. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, Gene Divas. Thanks for sticking with us. It's time for Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week. Here's a punchline. It's from Emma Jantz on Insta. She said, my wife asked me today if I've seen the dog bowl. I said, no, I didn't know he could.
It's nice. It's clean. Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well done, Emma Jantz. Now, did you know that in between being Diego's daddy and occasionally popping up on our podcast, that executive producer Ben writes a monthly newsletter? We mentioned it in the weekend release. Mm. It's full of extra sexted content, news and announcements. So if you want to keep up with the latest from us, where do people go, Jordan?
Where am I? You should get signed up to our newsletter at SextedMyBoss. It's the jet lag. SextedMyBoss.com or go to the link in our bio on socials.
Marvellous. It is very good.
It's very good.
It's beautifully designed.
Yeah.
The content's all right as well. This one is from Celine. Celine!
Shall we go to the listeners' questions?
Yes, let's get on to the listeners' questions. This one, guess who this is from? It's from Celine.
Dion?
Potentially. I haven't read it. Or it could be Mr. G's dog in Summer Heights High. Those of you that watched that, she was called Celine.
Oh, she was. Oh, that's a great series. Yeah. What's my best Celine song isn't...
My Heart Will Go On.
No, it's that one where it's Think Twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's... Baby, what about you? It's a big drum solo in it.
I like...
Don't say what you're about to say. And then it buzzes and she goes, no, 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 no!
It's like she's here.
Yeah, sorry.
Also, thank you to everyone, by the way, who's going to New York and going to see Titanic. And they all messaged me to say they're booking tickets to Titanic. I hope you have a nice time.
We should get some commission on that. Not being funny.
I believe the run has extended, so you have a bit longer until the end of May, which is what it was originally.
Anyway, sorry, Celine. Sorry.
Anyway, dear William Jordan and all the lovely people working behind the scenes.
Working?
I'm writing to you with a dilemma that's just getting awkward at this point. I need to know what is the etiquette for introductions within group friends. My boyfriend's friend group consists of 6 guys, 2 of whom are in a relationship. A third friend has the occasional hookup with a particular girl for a couple of months now. He says that they're not in a relationship and that it isn't anything serious, especially since he sleeps with other girls as well.
Slept.
No, sleeps, because it's active. I don't know, it could be passive, I don't know. My boyfriend was planning a birthday meal and he invited our entire group of friends. They were allowed to bring their plus ones, meaning their partners. Thank you.
Yeah,
she clarified
Thanks,
that.
Actually.
Our friend asked if he was allowed to bring this girl from whom he says not to be in a relationship with. She showed up and it was the third time I've met her. Every time we've met, she has never greeted me or talked to me. But this time she was at my boyfriend's birthday party and not some random encounter on a night out. She did, however, talk to our other friends, just not to me. I don't know what her deal is, but I want to make sure I do the correct thing. My question is, if someone new joins the friend group, is it the newcomer who should introduce themselves, or should the group introduce themselves to the newcomer? As I said, it's getting awkward at this point, since she has been sleeping with our friend since October last year, and we have seen each other before, but still haven't spoken a word to each other. I think she should introduce herself to us, as she is new, but I'm not the expert, just a potentially stubborn woman. Lots of love from the Netherlands. Oh, that explains it. Celine,
I mean this with the utmost respect, but it all sounds a bit petty, Celine. Mm. Just be the bigger person and go up and say hello. Break the ice. I know quite a few people like, oh, she didn't come and say hello to me, or he didn't come and say hello to me at the party. Go over and say hiya.
Yeah, I would say from an etiquette point of view, it is up to the people that are already there or the existing friendship circle to welcome in a newcomer, and you do that when you see them for the first time. Oh, hello, I'm Celine, I'm Jordan, I'm William, this is Ben, this is Kat, etc. You have to be the one to initiate the greeting. We've all been that person at a party with nobody to talk to and everyone's getting on really well, or if we don't know people, you should be the one to extend the hand of friendship. However, in this instance, because it is a bit late, to be honest, you know, you've sort of done first impressions, you've met her three or four times. Next time you see her, you just...
Go over.
Hello, I don't think we've been introduced. My name
Say
is
hello,
Celine.
Break the ice. You could be a best friend in waiting.
Yep.
Think twice, Celine. Your heart will go on. Think of another pun quick, save me.
I'm alive. I don't know. That's just a Celine.
Come on, give us a Celine pun, Ben.
Oh, don't turn to him. He lives in Hackney. They don't play Celine Dion in Hackney.
They don't, where I'm from.
No, but your mother would have done.
Oh, if she fell out with Graham, it was always Celine.
Oh, was it?
No, yeah. Say my dad had gone out on piss for two nights.
Are you remembering it?
Yeah.
It's all coming back to you now.
She cleaning up, it was always Whitney. She'd have a Whitney on. If she was going out, it was always like, what's her name?
Gabrielle.
Yeah. What? So she'd be like, if my dad had pissed her off, she'd be like...
Don't play longer than 10 seconds, we'll have to pay her.
All men are bastards, Jordan. Don't you grow up like your father, tell you. Who goes out on a Friday and comes back Sunday? Hang on. I had a very happy childhood, by the way.
Yes.
Just very northern.
This is from Stephen with a PH. Dear William, Jordan, Diego and producer Ben, I have an issue that I'm hoping you can help with. I've been with my partner for a few years now, and last Christmas we went away to his family in Spain. This was the first time we as a couple had been with just his family. All was going well until the evening before we returned home, when in the middle of the night I needed to go to the bathroom. I went down the corridor in the dark, opened the door, pulled down my shorts and sat on the toilet. After I finished, I flushed, washed my hands and left. Okay, so far so good. On my way back to our bedroom, my partner's mother was walking towards the bathroom and gave me what I can only describe as a really dirty look. I wasn't sure why, so I just smiled and went back to bed. As we woke up and got out of bed the next morning, my partner asked me if I've gotten too warm in the night, which I thought was odd, and I looked down to see I was naked. I suddenly realised that when I had gone to the bathroom, I'd left my shorts in there and forgot to put them back on. Therefore, it appears I accidentally flashed my future mother-in-law, which my partner found and still finds hilarious. Especially after she apparently said to him, "Oh my God, your Stephen's got a big willy, hasn't he?" Anyway, now we're supposed to be meeting up for a family...
Your Stephen's got a big willy! Imagine your mum saying that. Yeah. No wonder you walk like John Wayne. Your Stephen's got a big willy.
Especially now we're...
That's tickled me.
Tickled him. Especially now we're supposed to be meeting up for family members...
Anyway. You and Stephen's got a big willy. That's got to be the title of this episode.
Anyway,
help,
now...
Help my mum sing my partner's willy.
Anyway, now we're supposed to be meeting up for a family member's birthday, and this will be the first time we've seen each other since Spain, and I'm not really sure what to say when I see her. What's the etiquette for flashing future in-laws? Should I apologise or send an apology card of some sort? Kind regards, Stephen.
Just never. I don't. Part of me's here, like, make a joke of it. She sounds like she's fun. Yeah. Make a joke of it.
Well, why did she give her the dirty look? I mean, I don't think Stephen was there deliberately.
He's walking around with his
yeah, but he didn't do it deliberately.
Flopping about
his love length. Never heard it called that before.
Watch Phoenix Nights. I've never seen where they get the bouncy castle. So can't have kids running up and down on a love length. Apparently, he forgot his line, and that's what came to his head.
Okay. Anyway. There we go. No, Stephen, you didn't do it on purpose, so I don't think you need to send an apology card. If you have to say something, and I don't actually think you need to, you could just take her to one side and say, oh, sorry about the other night. Didn't realise I didn't have shorts on. I was half asleep.
Let's role play.
Okay. Who's who?
Darling. Your mic has got a rather large willy.
Okay. And that's the end of that.
That was rubbish. Yeah, it's the fact she said, you're Stephen, not Stephen. You're Stephen's cup.
Right. This is from Daisy. Hello, William, Jordan and producer Ben. I was recently on a plane and watching the film Bros on the in-flight entertainment system.
Oh, I wanted to watch this. I've heard there's lots of jagging in it, isn't there? Have you seen it?
Is there? I wouldn't say there's... Is there not?
Yeah.
There's a bit.
Oh, is there? Anyway. Is it any good? Yeah, I'm getting... Some people say it's...
It's like, all right.
Some people say it's amazing. Others are like...
I wouldn't call it amazing.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. I watched The Whale and The Plane.
Okay.
And Tar. Sorry, both. If you're listening, Gene Devers. Well, obviously you are because you're listening. Watching. Tar, she's a conductor. It's really good. Oh, Kate Blanchett, it's really good. But also,
slipped.
The Whale, right? Mm. Is it just me? Like, it's harrowing to watch. Absolutely harrowing.
I haven't seen it.
But, and it's about this really obese man who's let himself go. He's got really deep psychological problems. And I watch it.
We've all been there.
I watch it. I just want to eat. Right, there's a scene where I won't give too much away. He gets a massive meatball Subway. Right? Mm. And I watch that on the plane. Because he gorges it so much, he choked himself. It's harrowing to watch. And all week, I just wanted a meatball sub. I had to get one on Tuesday in Florida. Honestly, I was just craving a meatball sub all week.
Again, we've all been there.
Yeah. It's a really good film, though.
Good. I watched Paddington on the plane.
Did you?
Lovely film.
I watched Boyhood as well.
What?
You'd love
Boyhood. I love Boyhood.
I knew that'd be up there. I'd say it's my top five, you know. I think it's absolutely fantastic. How many times? I've seen it about 5-6 times, I think. Anyway,
should we get back to Daisy's letter?
It's filmed over 12 years.
Anyway, Daisy watched Bros on the in-flight entertainment system. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's a very funny rom-com with a lot of sex scenes and nudity. Oh, there we go. As I was enjoying it, my boyfriend sitting next to me tapped me on the shoulder and told me that there were children sitting in the seats behind me and they could probably see the screen. I didn't want to stop watching the film as I was enjoying it, but I felt self-conscious watching something that might not be appropriate in a public setting and definitely not suitable for children that young. I continued by putting my hands and face up to the screen in any naughty bits so no one around me could see. But my question is, what is the etiquette for watching films with adult content on a plane surrounded by others? Thanks in advance, Daisy.
Yeah, I think, Daisy, I mean, if there's kids around you and there's a lot of sex scenes, then maybe think, I don't know.
Half of me is inclined to say, well, you know, there we go.
But if there's kids... If there was any film that had loads of shagging in, I'd probably, if there were kids around, probably would watch it, personally.
No.
But if you're halfway through it and only notice, then just crack on.
Yeah, and maybe the kid. I mean, are the kids asleep? I mean, if they're asleep, then whatever.
Kids asleep on a flight. On a flight, chance will be a fine thing.
Oh, I used to get dosed up to my eyeballs in Medised. So Medised, which actually got banned in 2017, I realised, when I did some Googling, it's medical sedative. It's like nighttime Calpol. Calpol is still available, but it just has a little thing to put you just help you go to sleep.
That is such a middle-class thing.
I spent most of my life on Medised of my childhood.
Explains a lot.
Because I suggested to some friends, I went, get them on the Medised, not realising it was now banned. And anyway, they were my friends. Wished that medicine was still a thing, but yes, but didn't do me any harm.
No one would do that. No one would. I sound really old, and no one would do that nowadays with kids.
No,
people like my friends and brothers and everything. They, yeah, the kids. We used to. Yeah.
Well, anyway, but no.
I used to have little bits of Baileys when I was 10.
Did you?
How old were you when you first had a drink?
23.
Honestly, I think at Christmas, my dad gave me a bit of Baileys, me and Ryan, because we liked the taste.
And you were...
Loads of water and ice in it.
Right. So that makes it okay. Mm. How old were you?
10, 11.
Right.
Did you ever used to be barman for your dad?
No.
I used to love that. I used to rub a little towel over my thing and go on just to get cans out at the fridge.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Dramatic back then. But no, Daisy, I would say it's... I actually just carry on. If you want to stop, stop. If it makes you feel uncomfortable, you're not going to enjoy the film. Sort of make a note of the time code and maybe watch it on the way back. Mm. Final one. This is from Anonymous. Hello, William, Jordan and Ben. I have a personal trainer who I have had on and off for the past 4 years, and currently I'm seeing him twice a week. Unfortunately, I've realised that he isn't the best personal trainer for several reasons. Sounds like Pump It Up Pete. So I have done my research and found someone who I feel is going to get me the results I'm looking for and have signed up to start with them. Now this brings me to my dilemma, as I've been seeing my PT for the last 4 years.
Jeez.
And we have become friends to the point where I am invited to his wedding this summer. Oh, wow, okay.
Oh, God.
I also am still going to be attending the gym where he works, and I will be seeing him often. He also knows I have a big birthday coming up, so he knows I want to be in the best shape I can be. So in turn, I will need a PT. How do I break up with him without it being awkward? Thanks very much in advance, Anonymous.
Oh, this is tough.
I mean, if your new PT is at a different gym, I would say that makes it slightly better, because you could just say, I'm just going to have a break from PT sessions at the moment. I'm going to try something, you know. I think, you know, you've got me to a point where I know what I'm doing. Thanks so much. Well, let's resume. If you are going to be at your gym that your old PT is at with the new PT, yeah, that's awkward, particularly because you're going to weddings.
After the wedding, just send a long text. And I know you might think a text is the coward's way out. Just say, hey, I'd send a text. Say, look, this happened. I just think it's 4 years. It's time to refresh, trying to renew. Some presidents don't even last that long. Prime ministers. 4 years is a long time for a PT. And then just say, give me a call or if you want to meet for a coffee or something. But I'd start as a text after the wedding. Then say, give us a ring. We'll go for a coffee and just explain there.
It's hard. I think that is a really hard one, Anonymous. I don't really know what to say.
It's like a breakup.
But I think if you have found this new PT, I just hope that they're at a different gym. Mm. Or you could ultimately, I mean, every time's tough for everyone. You could pay for two and maybe just scale down your commitment with the old PT. See them once a month.
That is rubbish.
No, that is, okay, sorry, that's rubbish. Even the producer disagrees. I don't really know. I mean, when I broke up with Pump It Up Pete, it was because he was a twit. So it was quite easy.
Well, he was a bigot.
He was a bigot, he was a twit. Well, he wasn't a bigot, he was a flat earther and had some questionable views on climate change.
Yeah, and questionable views in general.
Yeah. And also, that made me cry. Not because of his views on global warming, although they were pretty upsetting.
Was he actually a flat earther? No offence to any flat earthers listening.
Well.
It's not flat, though.
No.
It's not, anyway.
Anyway, let us know what you do. That's a tricky one. Well, what's coming up on the weekend release, Jordan?
We've been sent a few Aussie sayings. G'day, mate. Cockatoo ya. Mm. Slepping on the bawby.
Okay. Mm. Nice. Lovely.
Hello, possums. and also, we hear about an alternative to cock or ball.
Oh, good.
Did we talk about that a few weeks ago? Did I ask you to be able to play cock or ball?
You did, yes.
Have you played it with Mikey since?
No, I have not played it with Mikey since.
William, is that cock or ball? Ooh. That's a cock. Always remember, you can listen every Tuesday and Friday. You can watch us on YouTube on Sundays and share us on your socials all week. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sexandmyboss.com. You can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sexandmyboss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply and his own letter to pay. But the address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. We will see you on Friday for the bonus episode.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.